everybody. Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady. If you're still listening to this series, you are in for a treat. We are here today with Tamina Watson. She also has her own podcast talk show, the Startup Visa Podcast, which can be found anywhere you listen to your podcast. How you doing, Tamina?
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, Wendy. You are so awesome. I could talk to you all day.
Many people do. When I'm passionate about something, I just want to learn. I love to learn. The biggest thing that I have learned, though, is listen, I can't be an expert on everything. And therefore, I need to rely on folks like you, especially when there's anything regarding immigration. What I want to leave our listeners with a little bit today, because you've been giving them such great advice already and educating me, too, to be quite honest, is what is like the tips that we can give these employers and workers who are standing there frustrated right now with everything that you've already told us about the lack of the quick movement, the backlog of visas. You know, where do they start from right now if they're kind of just in a catch-22? Would it be contacting a lawyer if they were trying to do it on their own?
Well, such a great question for such an important time in history. And I'll break it down with employers and employees. For employers, I would ask them to think about immigration as a business strategy. And I would love for businesses to think about this more and more as a foundational strategy for their growth and serving their clients. No matter what the industry, you know, immigration can be a solution, whether it's tech, medical, legal, you know, hospitality. Think about immigration and have it part of your business plan. Talk to an immigration lawyer to say, what can I do? And it's so complicated that you have to have a short-term and long-term plan, because when you have the worker, they will have their own issues that they will continuously ask you to assist with. So you need to have an understanding. So that's right. The employer, the employment, or the employee. Different issues are going on. You know, we have just seen record number of layoffs from Salesforce just recently to, you know, Meta the last few months and weeks, and so many other different companies. We have not seen this volume of layoffs ever. We saw some in 2008 and 9, but not to this extent. So the problems that are coming up are nuanced and unprecedented. So one of the things that I am asking people to do, and I have never done this before, Wendy, until just recently, I have been offering workshops on what you can do to take immigration into your hands for employees. You know, often I would, you know, generally speaking, I would do one-on-one meetings with people, but I realized all of these people need a lot of information in a short amount of time. And so I have been doing workshops on self-employed H-1Bs, self-employed visa categories. One of the things that I am anticipating, based on what we saw in 2008 and 9, is that even when a large company is letting go of a lot of people, the work doesn't actually go away. Your customers have not gone away. Right. How are you getting that work done? So what I had seen at that time is these employees who were laid off started their own companies and were serving those employers from the outside as vendors.
Yeah,
I could see a resurgence of that fact pattern. And so I think for employees, you know, if you haven't had COVID and you haven't lost somebody in your life, think of these adverse times as opportunities. What can you do to grow yourself? What have you not thought about? How can you take things in your hands? For employers who have always lost out to the big companies for this talent, there is a huge talent pool waiting to be sponsored. So there is an opportunity here for matching talent. And I think, you know, the HR lady, you have an opportunity to be a great matchmaker. You know, a lot of clients of mine who are employers who've come to me saying to me, now, who are these unemployed, laid off people? I want to hire them. So I'm in the process of figuring out what is an efficient way for me to matchmake for the handful of people that have wanted it from me. But I don't have the skills that you do and the opportunities you do. And I think the reach, you know, if you're in healthcare industry, for example, you could absolutely use tech workers. If you're right. Southwest Airlines, you could absolutely use tech workers. If you're the FAA, you can absolutely use tech workers. Tech workers can be in every industry. And so I think there's an opportunity that I don't want people to miss, and I think people need to understand it.
Yeah, I think that's very well said. Is there's so many opportunities. Like I'm sure my podcast guests or listeners are sick of hearing it, you know, recruiting and retention, recruiting and retention, recruiting and retention. That's what we need to be doing. But we just can't create human beings. But what we can do is create, you know, bring those human beings from outside the United States or inside the United States, say they finished a job somewhere else. So that leads me to another question here. How easy is it, or is it even possible for a worker to move to another employer? So an immigrant who is on a workplace visa, and they are either done with that or they just are not happy. How easy is it for my client to say, hey, come over here to my company and I'll help you transfer your visa?
Such a great question, Wendy. Thank you for asking that. What happened in about, you know, June, July 2022, and I live in Seattle, as I mentioned, Zillow and Redfin, these companies were starting to lay off people. As a result of the, you know, just the uptick of these layoffs, I wrote an article, which is a visa by visa guide of what you do if you're laid off. So some visas you can transfer to another employer very easily. Other visas you cannot. And I think what will be useful for your listeners is to give you a copy or link to that article, because if you're on a student visa, there's one. Your student visas allow work permits, like training programs. People in those situations have different considerations to somebody who's on an H-1B visa. And somebody who's on an L visa can't really transfer to another company because that's a multinational transfer visa, meaning that you are working in, let's say, Denmark of a U.S. company and you move to the U.S. branch of it. You can't move to another company very easily. And so the visa type you are on will determine what your next step is. And this article that I wrote in June, July, August, I forget when, really allowed me to get the message out, which then, you know, I was in New York Times recently, I was in Business Insider. There are lots of material that I have been able to help produce, you know, information that I've given out that could be helpful to your listeners, because what your visa is will be the starting point of determining your next step.
That's great information. And for the folks that are listening, you can go to my LinkedIn and I will make sure that that article is shared there. I also wanted to say that I accidentally called your podcast your book title. So we'll clear that up. So
it's true. They're both the same. I have a book called The Startup Visa. And I wrote that in 2015 because, believe it or not, it was the recession of 2008 and 2009 that got me into this rabbit hole called the startup visa, because we don't have one. And people kept saying to me, you know, I don't have any option. I have always wanted to have my own business. How do I do that? And we don't have one. So I wrote that book in 2015. I had a second edition in 2021. And then I have a podcast as a derivative of that, so that I could do this very thing that you're doing in giving information to people about how to have their own businesses and their visas tied to those businesses.
Excellent. That is awesome. Any help that we can give, you know, our fellow neighbors, our community members is so important, because, you know, our friends are most likely in business. Even if you're not an owner or manager, you want that empty seat next to you filled because you are stressed because you're taking on the work of that empty seat. And I personally do believe that immigration and work visas may be a solution that companies have not even thought about. I know personally, the thing that I hear is it's too expensive. But like I said, it's really, sure, it's expensive, but so is recruiting these days. You know what's more expensive? Leaving the seat empty, because you're going to lose customers, you're going to lose clients, and that is not good for anyone that's working at the organization. With that said, you have any final last words before we close out this podcast series?
Well, I'd love for people to get the book. It's on Amazon, called The Startup Visa. There's just so much information about the history of immigration and what immigrants have done to this country from the beginning. And I have a book called Legal Heroes in the Trump Era. It's a book about how attorneys had stepped up and tried to protect the immigration rules as they stand. And then I have a second podcast called Tamina Talks Immigration, where I talk about all things immigration, not just the startup visa. My website website is What's an Immigration Law, and I can talk immigration all day, believe me. And you just get me going and you have to stop me. And so no question is too small. So
that's
LinkedIn
awesome.
Is a great place to connect. And I can't wait to connect with you, Wendy.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Everybody, you know how to get in touch with me, Wendy Sellers, thehrlady.com. And LinkedIn is my favorite place to spend a lot of time during the workday and answer questions. So we hope to listen to your questions soon and get you on your way to hiring some immigrants who need temporary or permanent work visas so that we can fill these open positions and get stuff done. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe.